Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit-forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana used during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR281332.
B-Pod Studios.
Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Hi, Bethany.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Good morning.
Great. So a lot of celebrities are helping out right now, which is what we need. And Bethany's doing something huge. She has her Be Strong Disaster Relief Initiative. They've donated N95 masks to hospitals across the country, including Massachusetts General Hospital. Thank you very much for that. Now, I know you recently, you bought a house in Boston, right?
My boyfriend and I have a place in Boston. We also donated to Newton Wellesley Hospital because they were really good to me when I had I went into anaphylactic shock and they saved my life. So really good hospitals. But yes, we are in Boston a lot of the time. I'm not there right now because I'm in New York with my daughter. I'm not crossing state lines at the moment. Mm. But yeah, Boston's amazing and it's been good to me.
So how have you
been? I went to BU.
Oh, did you really?
Yep, I did.
Well, there goes all my questions about your connection to Boston. But what are you doing now as far as the social distancing and stuff like that? Like, how are you staying busy at home?
I'm pretty good at structure. I mean, there's the homeschooling. There's a lot of art. We have a trampoline, which I and my daughter have both been using. I take a nice bath every day to kind of like reset the day. I cook a lot. Obviously, I'm doing a lot of relief work, and that takes a lot of work. It's very stressful, and it's very intense, and it's very time sensitive, obviously. So that's been like a good thing to channel my energy and passion into. And just, you know, I'm a person who doesn't need to be in an office. I never go into my own office, really. So I have my own structure. I'm not really a procrastinator. I'm kind of just a doer.
Yeah.
So it lends itself to quarantine life.
I'm sorry, go ahead, Pillow.
No, I was going to say, you mentioned your daughter. I believe your daughter's 9?
Yeah, she'll be 10 in May.
So how are you explaining all of this to her, and how is she doing with it? Because you think about kids a lot and how things are filtering through to them and how they're doing. So I'm curious.
I think that like trauma and challenging times for kids is more energetic, the way that everyone else is acting and the way that they're feeling. I mean, they know that they have a lack of structure in school and they're not on the same program. My daughter, like me, is a homebody. So she likes to be in pajamas most of the time and likes to snuggle with our dogs. And she's not one of these kids. I didn't know this, but a lot of kids of my friends, they need to be out running, like almost like, you know, like the way you have to let your dogs run. Like they have to go outside and run. Otherwise they're stir crazy. She's not like that. She's very much like me. We could chill forever as long as we just, you know, like I said, do some art, do some cooking, take a bath, just little units of time in the day. But I think, the change can be stressful for them. And what do I tell her? I mean, she understands that it's like a flu, or, you know, a lot of people are getting sick and it's very contagious. And I think the positive is that it's hard to get your kids to wash their hands. You're always like, wash your hands with soap, you know, take a bath. And they don't want to. And she has wanted to take a bath more, not in a neurotic way, but just, I think that being clean and germs will be something that they'll understand in a way that we don't even really understand. I mean, about 6 months ago, I said to my boyfriend, I don't want to travel this much anymore. I don't want to always be on a plane and always be in a hotel. It just feels gross. And it wasn't, obviously, Corona hadn't surfaced yet, but I just started to realize that just being everywhere, transacting and interacting with so many people felt a little off, and that people are going to really, really be more inclined to be home and be cooking and being with their families. And I think those are the positives about Corona with so many negatives. Those are the positives about how this experience can be manifested.
I actually have a friend, a very good friend, who is currently in a coma right now because of COVID-19. So I personally want to thank you for your donation. It's really helping a lot of people and a lot of these, you know, nurses that we've been talking to for the past couple of weeks are really in desperate need of these supplies. So, again, thank you so much for that. I'm curious if you personally have been affected as far as have any, you know, friends or relatives who maybe have been stricken with this or maybe who are working on the front lines.
Yeah, no, it's funny because when I did a lot of relief work in Puerto Rico and in the Bahamas, people always asked me what my connection was. And my connection is to being able to help and being good at disaster relief. And so, no, I don't have really a personal connection. I mean, I know people. Andy Cohen had it, but I don't know anybody whose life has been threatened. An editor who worked on The Housewives apparently passed away. I didn't really know him, but he knew me. But no, it's just that I don't know that everyone is, they hear it on the news, but we're not all watching the news 24 hours a day because it's activating. So I don't think that the average person understands how intense it is that I get, and I'm not exaggerating, thousands of messages of people desperate for masks and gloves. Mm-hmm. I mean, desperation. So it's like, this is like the Great Depression where people are just begging for scraps. So that was how I got activated in it. And I was sort of early on aware of this PPE issue.
Yeah.
So we started sourcing early, which is really one of the most cutthroat things I've ever been through in my life, because it is, I liken it to going through a jungle with a machete. I mean, there are nine out of 10 leads are counterfeit, are bogus, are not what they say they're going to be, are hoarding or gouging or stealing. Yeah, it's really corruption and crime at its absolute worst. So we are around the country going to warehouses and inspecting aid and, you know, vetting it. And we've sent a million hazmat suits to Governor Cuomo. We sent 200,000 masks to de Blasio. We sent 50,000 hazmat suits to Louisiana. And we ourselves have, we've distributed about $17.5 million worth of PPE throughout probably like 15 states in the U.S., and we sort of prioritize based on how bad the disaster is in that place, and different types of masks from the surgical FDA, only FDA masks, by the way. Like, the lowest that we will give out is an FDA surgical mask, which might be a cafeteria worker or a receptionist who's not actually touching patients, and then the highest grade would be like a 3M mask that would go to an ER doctor. So we have a formula for how we distribute within each hospital or fire station or police department, and it's working, and we're making people feel hopeful, and the need is dire, and we just sort of fell into it, and we're on top of it, and we're following through, and we will have touched over 200 hospitals, but we want to personally deliver to over 100 of the small hospitals that can't really help themselves, that can't even buy aid if they had it and wait to get reimbursed by FEMA. These are the poor volunteer hospitals, et cetera.
We're talking to Bethany Frankel. Now, do you get a view of Central Park from where you're living right now?
I do not. I'm out. I'm in Long Island.
Oh,
please don't rob my house, but I'm in Long Island.
No.
There's someone in my apartment in New York, so.
Because I saw the other day a video of a bunch of people when it was the last day. It was nice. It might have been Tuesday or something. And it was a video of Central Park. And if it wasn't for the drone flying above, yelling at everybody, telling everyone to keep 6 feet of distance apart, you would have thought it was just like a regular Sunday afternoon. It was enraging me how many people were outside just hanging out.
It's disgusting, and it's entitled. I imagine this is more what entitled Americans and entitled New Yorkers are. But I mean, you saw kids all over spring break. It just gives a bad, bad view of Americans and how it doesn't occur. You know, it doesn't occur to them. It doesn't apply to them.
Right.
They're entitled. They're jerks. I mean, it's disgusting because people are out trying to save our lives while we stay home, and that's the way it has to be. And I even have friends that, you know, every day are ordering in food from a new restaurant, and every day are at the market or at Carvel, and it pisses me off. I'm just like, stay home. It's selfish, yeah. And, you know, it's someone's grandmother, it's someone's kid with asthma. It really, I'm judgy. I'm judging people around me that I know.
Yeah, I mean, it's
I think we're all doing that to some capacity.
In wartime, our grandparents and stuff had to go out and fight a war that they didn't want to be part of. Now, the hardest thing we have to do is sit and stay home like a dog, and we can't do that. It's ridiculous.
And watch TV and eat frozen pizza.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Well, college.
Yeah, seriously. Bethany, thank you so much. If you want more details on everything Bethany's doing to help everyone out, it's bethany.com/bestrong. That'll give you a link to her foundation. Bethany Frankel, thank you so much for joining
us
today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. And it's bethenny.com. People make that mistake. So thank you. Have a wonderful day. And
you
stay
too.
Safe.
Thanks
right.
again.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia. Saturday, April 20th, we're going to be there from noon to 3. But the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9, we can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR2. 1332